You see, I wouldn't mind to tell you, but the thing is that I can't, it's this experience is such that you can't pinpoint that at this juncture I was convinced about it. That conviction came very, very, very that later. This, somebody asked me that question about, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Nirvikalpa God? When do you believe? I have written a letter some time ago. We read that out, and from that you will know what has happened and how we come. Then you will ask me, then I'll tell you as to when, how I happened to get the conviction. So first read the introduction. You know, I have been with him now almost 40 years. To say that I have been with him is stupidity. It's silliness on my part. Unless and until he wants it, nobody can be with him. Nobody. Howsoever a person may have that enthusiasm, that urge to find God and to be at his feet, I have got many stories to tell you all. As in spite of our wanting to be with him, it's not possible for us to be with him. So many did come, so many did go. So then we realize from all this episode, this first-hand experience for us, that we are not worthy of it, and how is it that we are still here? Maybe that we are chronic patients, that's what doctors, there is no cure for us, we have to be here, continue to be here. It's like a hospital. Acute cases come, they go away. But chronic patients, they continue to be here. Maybe we are chronic patients like that. But at the same time, we feel also that only because even chronic patients are thrown out of the hospital, that there is no cure, but you better go and take your treatment at home. But why are we here, Lakshan, in spite of our being chronic patients? Because he permitted us to be here. It is his grace that he gets us. Otherwise, it's not possible for us to be here. Yeah. Will you please read this loudly? I'm a deaf person, I would like to invite you.
The entire letter?
Yeah, the entire letter.
My dear Mehdi,
I have written this letter to a Rani, a person, a Mohammedan, who is very close to us and is a lover of Baba, a Mohammedan. So he very eagerly inquired. So the answer is, his letter is in the answer itself.
This was written 7 December 1977. My dear Mehdi, your sweet letter of November 25th touched my heart deeply, and I am grateful to beloved Baba for giving us such hearts as yours to warm our hearts with the beauty of his love that he has poured into yours. By now, hundreds of people have asked me, how do I believe Baba is God? And you're asking me the same question is nothing surprising. My simple answer is, I believe Baba is God because he is God. But you have also asked me, how do I believe him to be God? Well, it took my mind to accept him as God more than 40 years. And also, last 30 years were spent almost at his feet, making my mind hold on to his Dhamma, sometimes with both hands. Although my mind was bombarded constantly with and by his statements, I am God in human form, I am the Ancient One, I am the God-man, I am the Highest of the High, I am infinite consciousness, I am infinite and eternal existence, I am infinite power, knowledge, and bliss, I am the lowest of the low and the highest of the high. I am...
This goes on.
In spite of it all, and in spite of his overwhelming physical presence, my mind, my stubborn and stupid mind, interrogated within me, is he that? Such is mind, which is also his creation, to keep going his game of hide and seek. It is he who hides, and it is he who seeks, and is eventually sought and found. He, as Mehdi, is the seeker and the disciple and the lover, and is in search of the beloved. He remains hidden behind Mehdi, or in other words, he himself wears the veil of Mehdi, and plays the divine game of hide and seek. When he sheds the veil of Medhi, he reveals himself to himself and proclaims himself, I am God. So, my very dear Medhi, as long as he continues to identify himself as Medhi, you, as Medhi, stand no chance of experiencing beloved Baba's godhood. Hence, beloved Baba has exhorted us, saying, God is infinite and eternal existence, and he is never lost. Therefore, God cannot be found. How ridiculous it is to find something or someone that is never lost. So stop trying to find God. He can never be found, for he is never lost. Stop trying to find God. What indeed is needed is to lose yourself. And God continues to remain immanent. Beloved Baba has comforted us so often by wanting us to be determined to be his. Once we remain determined to be his and completely depend and rely on his grace and compassion, he takes over from us the process of unveiling himself. So be ever determined to be his. Be childlike and depend upon his compassion and grace entirely. And allow him to wind up his game of hide and seek within you. You ask me whether I have had the experience of his godhood, and my answer is that I do not have this experience. But I believe in his godhood and his being the ancient one. Best for you is that you visit us here often and allow us the pleasure of your company so that by your questioning we will remain all the more in his company. Yours, Eric.
So you found how it is. So what he has comforted us by saying that all that you have to do is to be determined to be mine and allow me to wind up the game of hide and seek. Allow me to take over from you. That we don't permit ourselves to be taken over by him. And we continue to assert ourselves. So the best way to permit him to be taken over by him is to become childlike, totally depend upon him, hold the Dhamma with both hands and all. But in spite of it, it doesn't work because of our mind. I was the interpreter. We had been with Baba for so many years. He is telling, I am telling it with authority from Baba. Where Baba says that he is the highest of the high. As I say this on the public address system to thousands upon thousands of people, simultaneously I get a recoil. Is he that? Baba says that he is the same ancient one, come again in our midst. Is he that? So that's how it is, it's a fact. It's my confession there. It's a fact. So then what happened? What must have happened? After so many years, mind is such a terrible thing. Mind is suddenly, it plays that it is its nature. What can you do? It is the very mind that has brought us here. It is the very mind that brings us to his feet. It is that same mind. It takes us up, throws us down, takes us up, throws to him and throws us. He draws us to him, then same mind throws us away from him. It's the nature of the mind. But then the mind itself, why we play with the mind? Because we don't allow our heart to work. Baba said, mind at work is heart as at rest. Heart comes to rest because you allow the mind to work. When heart is at work, mind begins to be at rest. So when we allow the heart to work, take over, that's what he wants us. When will heart come to our rescue is when we totally depend upon him. It's the mind that always creates this ego-like feeling in us. I am great, I am strong, I am this, what I say is right, what is that. And when the heart comes into play, mind begins to slow down. And when mind begins to slow down and then heart takes the control, then we are thrown at his feet and we gradually become like just particles of his feet. So what he has meant by saying, hold on to my Dhamma, is what is there? It's not that just hold on to my Dhamma means hold like this. No, it's not that. totally depend upon Him, rely upon Him, like a child relying upon being in the presence in the vicinity of the mother. And the sign of it is when the child gets frightened and all that, all of a sudden the child comes and holds the skirt of the mother, isn't it? Suppose if the child is taken to a huge fair, a carnival, and there are all the cows and all the lions and the circus is going on and all that, child gets frightened of this whole sign. The world is like that. Until you become childlike, you see. So what happens is you hold on to the mother and you just, the mother goes and takes you through the carnival, through the crowd, through everything and all that. And you are, say, you also, not only you are with the mother, but you also enjoy. Yeah, because you have that feeling that I am with her. Yeah, so I can enjoy. But as long as I hold on to the Dhamma, if my grip slips, mother goes away and I am left stranded. And then I start crying and beating my breast, and then somebody holds us at the mic there. Say, whose child is this? It happens. So what we have to do is hold on to Him. Totally depend upon Him, hold on with both hands and depend upon Him. Just become like dust. Let Him do whatever He wants. Let Him take over the whole thing from us. Now you ask me as to when did I get that condition. This is just the condition, no experience or anything. So what had happened is that I was a great observer of mine. I'm not a fool. I have become a fool. But I was not a fool at that time. The great difficulty, I have become a fool in all these years. Unless and until you become the buffoon in this court, there is no room for us. That's what I have to experience. So as long as my intellect works, but His grace kept me along all the time. So what happened is that fortunately it was in my lot to be by His side, and He allowed me to interpret His gestures and word and all that. So I was all the time, almost all the time with Him by His side, on His tours and in his, here at Nairabad and Guru Prasad and wherever He went and all that sort of thing. So what happened was, I was not a singer. In the beginning I took Him to be a good person. And what made me continue to stick on to Him is still a dilemma, I don't know. This is great. This grand pleasure in the college. Why? Because my interrogating mind always said, well, he's the ancient one, he said, Zidash. But I felt that he's a good person. He's a nice person. He has a kind heart. You know how the persons are. There are good persons. We feel a sort of a little relationship and love for a person who is kind and generous and loving and all that. In the beginning, it went on like that. Then gradually, as I came closer and closer to Him and kept me, and people came for personal interviews, private interviews, and because of His silence, I was there to interpret. I had nothing to do with that person's private interview, but being observer, being an alert mind, mind noticed all the things that were happening there. What did He say? What did He do when a person comes there? Oh my, he seems to be not an ordinary good person. He's an extraordinary good person. Not that ordinary good person. Any Tom, Dick and Harry can be good, but here is an extraordinary good person. He's really, really very good, but loving. I am the same ancient one again. It will come after some months. But is he that? Is he that? That's how the mind would react. I am the highest of the high. I am the lowest of the low. Is he that? Is he that? Is he that? Gradually what happened in my mind, I then had many opportunities to witness the His dispensing His love, His dispensing justice, Him dispensing charity. I was the observer there. So the way that He would forgive, the way that He would pour His love on anybody, you see, in spite of His shortcomings and all that, that says this is not an extraordinary person. He's more than that. So what my mind began to register was that I was observing the attributes of God. Not the character of a man. The attributes of God were put into action here. You follow what I mean? When the sabun, chabun, were being shown to me. So the way that He would dispense charity, the way He would help somebody, no ordinary man would have that daring and courage to help somebody or be charitable in forgiving whatever has happened.
So
gradually, that one day my mind, I don't know when is that day, I can't pinpoint the day, but eventually the mind was wrenched into accepting the conviction that, you know, all, I can't, my mind would say, is he that? But then, he is that, not because he says he is that, but because he expresses the attributes of the infinite. So therefore he must be that. That's how my mind eventually accepted the fact, through his attributes, that I wish to see. To give you a little example, just a little example, and maybe it will be of good help to you all also. Really speaking, I should forget about these. My intimate, my being is,